我哋今日正道嘅题目系使人和睦的人有福了第十七讲。
Today's sermon topic is Blessed are the Peacemakers, Part 17.
我哋会将一节经文再一次读出嚟。
Let us read out one of the verses.
以弗所书第二章第十三节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血。已经得亲近了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈悲怜悯的天父。
Merciful and compassionate Heavenly Father.
我们同心感谢赞美你。
We give you our thanks and praises.
因为正如我们刚才所读的经文提醒我们。
Because as reminded by the verse that we just read.
我们原本是一群远离神的人。
We were people who once were far away.
我们活在世上没有指望。
When we lived in the world, we had no hope.
但在神的恩典当中。
But in the grace of God.
在基督耶稣里，
In Christ Jesus,
靠着主耶稣基督十字架上流出圣洁的宝血，
Through the precious blood shed by the Lordship and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross,
今天我们被得以称为天父上帝的儿女，
Today we can be called the children of the Heavenly Father,
我们一群神所爱的人，
We are the group of people who are loved by God,
我们可以坦然无惧来到圣洁的神面前，
We can come before the Holy God with confidence.
我们敬拜神。
We worship God.
我们信靠神。
We put our trust in God.
我们跟从神。
We follow God.
我们何等蒙福的一群。
How blessed we are.
主啊，愿你再一次向我们讲说话。
Lord, may you once again speak to us.
藉着圣灵大能的工作。
Through the mighty work of the Holy Spirit.
引导我们进入神你自己的真理里面。
Lead us into the truth of you, God.
以致我们得着灵，得着生命。
So that we can receive life and receive spirit.
懂得如何在地上过主所喜悦的生活，
So that we know how to live the life that is pleasing to you.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
主啊，宝血再一次洁净我们。
May the precious blood once again cleanse us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，每一次当宣讲神自己话语的时候呢，
Brothers and sisters, every time when I proclaim the word of God,
就想到我们是何等蒙福的一群。
I remember how blessed we are.
因为世上的人没有神自己的话。
Because people in the world do not have the word of God himself.
缺乏了真理。
They lack the truth.
只有人世间很多的道理，很多的学问。
They know a lot of knowledge and philosophies in the world.
最后人生活在很多的艰难困苦当。
At the end, they live in a lot of difficulties and hardships.
没出路。
There is no way out.
很多环境我们都没办法去逃避。
There are a lot of situations that are unavoidable.
所以人很多时候很无奈面对很多不同的环境。
Therefore, a lot of people feel helpless. They can't face a lot of situations.
但我们是蒙福的一群。
But we are the blessed group.
我们跟世上的人没什么分别。
We don't seem to have much difference from the rest of the world.
我们都面对很多艰难。
We also have to face a lot of hardships.
面对很多的挑战。
We have to face a lot of challenges.
但是我们有神。
But we have God.
我们有神自己的话。
We have the word of God himself.
神的话就成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The word of God becomes the light to our feet and the lamp on our path.
去引导我们怎样去面对我们的人生。
It leads us how to face our life.
怎样仰望这位天地的主，天地的神。
How to put our hope on the Lord and God of heaven and earth.
去度过我们一生寄居。
To spend the rest of our days on earth.
并且能够将来丰丰富富进入神的国。
And also, in future, we receive a rich welcome into the kingdom of God.
所以我们实在是蒙福的一群。
Therefore, indeed, we are the blessed group.
在上次的正道当中，记得同弟兄姊妹分享过。
I remember that in my previous sermon, I have shared with you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主，我们的神。是一位有恩典、有怜悯、有丰盛慈爱的神。
That our Lord, our God, is a gracious and compassionate God and abounding in love.
祂不甘心使人受苦。
He is not willing to see us suffering.
所以神所爱的人一生当中呢，
Therefore, those whom God loves through their entire life.
虽然我们都会有困难、有挑战。
Although we also have difficulties and challenges.
但神定义要施恩赐福给我们。
God has purpose to give grace and mercy to us.
圣经讲得很清楚的。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
在基督耶稣里， 神要将天上地下一切属灵的恩典福气赐给我们。
In Christ Jesus, God wants to give us all the spiritual blessings of heaven and earth.
这个是神永恒不变的旨意。
This is the eternal and unchanging will of God.
不过当中真理会提醒我们一件事。
But the truth also reminds us of this.
恩典神预备了。
God has prepared the grace.
要赐给我们了。
He is willing to give it to us.
但我究竟是一个怎样的人呢？
But what sort of people we are
就影响了我们能不能够承受这份的恩典和福气了。
Has impact on whether we can receive these blessings and grace.
就好像我们过去很长的时间我们分享到和睦这个主题。
Just like in the past few weeks, we have been sharing the theme of peace.
弟兄姊妹，当我们活在地上一段岁月之后呢，
Brothers and sisters, after we live in this world for a period of time,
我们会发现一件事情，和睦这个恩典是几个
We must realize this, how important it is for the grace of peace.
无论一个国家好，
whether it's about a country,
一个民族好，
or a nation,
一个家庭好，
or a family,
一段婚姻好，
or a marriage,
或者各种人际关系好，
or different kinds of interpersonal relationships.
即使拥有一切，但如果冇咗和睦嘅话咧，
even you have got everything, but if you do not have peace,
整个过程都系好多嘅困难挑战。
Then the whole process is full of challenges and difficulties.
人世间好多嘅痛苦咧，好多时候唔系同缺乏物质有关。
There are a lot of pains in the world. Very often, it's not about the lack of material possessions.
乃系缺乏咗和睦同居嘅人际关系。
But it's the lack of being able to live in peace with others.
所以诗篇一百三十三篇就咁样去宣告。
Therefore, it is proclaimed in Psalm 133.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居。是何等的善，是何等的美。
How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
真的好像黑門的金露降在石安山一樣。
It is like the rain falling on Haman.
因為這個是神所命定的福。
This is the blessing of God.
是當中擁有永遠生命所帶來的福氣。
It will include the blessing of the life.
神的恩典预备了。
God has prepared His grace.
神的恩典也都宣布了。
God has also proclaimed His grace.
是我们所渴想的。
It is something that we desire.
是我们需要的。
It is something that we need.
问题，我们不单止渴慕和睦。
The question is, we do not only desire peace.
但我们必须更进一步。
But we should go one step further.
渴慕追求成为和睦的人。
To pursue to be people who are peacemakers.
因为主耶稣基督明明说。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ declares clearly,
和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们为什么要追求成为和睦的人。
Therefore, we now understand why we should pursue to be peaceful people or peacemakers.
一方面我们自己蒙福。
On the one hand, we receive the blessings.
叫旁边的人蒙福。
And we also cause others to be blessed.
也都能够讨神的喜悦。
And also we can please God.
在上次也都跟大家思想过。
Last time we reflected on this.
一个和睦的人的定
The definition of a peaceful person
就是一个与神和睦的人。
It is the person who is at peace with God.
我有机会同细仔去分享。
I had the opportunity to share with my youngest son.
思想到好多人际的关系。
We reflected on a lot of interpersonal relationships.
都是很表面。
They are all superficial.
都是虚假。
They are fake.
当中我再一次提他。
And I once again reminded him.
如果当一群人没有真正与神和睦的话呢？
If a group of people who are not really at peace with God.
所有的关系都是表面的。
All the relationships with them, they are all just superficial.
甚至乎虚假的。
Or even fake.
亦都是暂时的。
And they are only temporary.
唯有当我们与神和睦的时候呢，
Only when we are at peace with God.
我们带着神儿子的生命的时候，
When we have the life of the Son of God.
当我们有神的圣洁，
When we have the holiness of God.
有神的公义，
When we have the righteousness of God.
有神的真理，
His truth.
神的爱的时候，
His love,
所有这些人际关系才是一个真真实实的和睦的人际关系。
Then all the interpersonal relationships are truly peaceful relationships,
才是我们能够真正享受的。
They are those that we can truly enjoy,
所以人生很悲哀。
Therefore, it is a regretful situation.
但如果当我们真的能够与神和睦的时候呢，
But if we are truly at peace with God,
我们的人生就可以有一个改写。
Our life can be rewritten.
享受真正的丰盛。
We can enjoy the true abundance.
享受神为我们所预备的一切的恩典和福气。
We can enjoy all the grace and blessings that God has prepared for our life.
所以它就会带给我们的动力呢，去思想一个很重要的重点。
Therefore, it will give us motivation to reflect on this very important theme.
究竟我怎样能够真实成为一个与神和睦的人呢？
How can I be truly at peace with God?
弟兄姊妹留意我说啊。
Brothers and sisters, please note what I said.
是一个真实与神和睦的人。
That is, we have to become people who are truly at peace with God.
当我们思想这个主题的时候呢，
When we reflect on this theme,
刚才所读一节经文就非常宝贵的提醒。
Then the verse that we just read is a very precious reminder.
在这节经文里面呢，
In this verse,
最主要跟大家思想四个字而已。
I will reflect on four words in Chinese.
两个字是从前。
One of the words in English is once.
另外两个字是如今。
The other word is now.
弟兄姊妹，唔好睇轻神自己嘅话。
Brothers and sisters, do not underrate God's word.
好简单嘅四个字。
Very simple words.
如果我哋真系明白嘅话咧，
If we truly understand,
我哋真系领受嘅话咧，
If we receive these words,
我哋真系得着嘅话咧，
If we can attain the real meaning,
会影响我哋同神之间嘅关系。
They will affect the relationship between us and God.
会影响咗我哋喺人生当中嘅追求。
It will also influence on our pursuit on life.
如果唔能够掌握嘅话咧，
If we cannot grasp them,
可能我哋嘅人生就会依然故我。
Our life will remain the same.
得唔到神为我哋所预备嘅恩典同埋福气。
We cannot receive the grace and blessings that God has prepared for us.
神嘅话唔难记噶。
God's word is not difficult to remember.
喺今朝早上嘅正道只系记四个字嘅啫。
From today's sermon, you only have to remember two words in English.
从前同埋如今。
Once and now.
意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
如果从经文里面表面的字义不难明白。
From the surface meaning of the scripture, it's not hard to understand.
一方面从这四个字里面，我们再一次向神感恩。
From these two words, we can once again give thanks to God.
回想我们在神面前蒙受何等大的恩典。
We can remember what great grace we have received from God.
因为从前代表着我们不认识神的时候。
Because once represents the time when we did not know God.
我们都活在这个世界上。
We were living in this world.
因为我们跟神的关系隔绝。
Because our relationship with God was alienated.
以致我们没有真理。
So that we did not have truth.
我们没有生命。
We did not have life.
我们没有公义。
We did not have righteousness.
我们没有神的爱。
We did not have the love of God.
我们缺乏了神的同在。
We lacked the presence of God.
我们没有神的帮助。
We did not have the help of God.
以致我们人生活得很忧伤。
Therefore, we lived in a very sorrowful and regretful state.
好多嘅恐惧忧虑。
We had a lot of fears and worries.
好多嘅惊惶害怕。
We were frightened and we were afraid.
好多嘅无奈。
We felt helpless.
好多嘅失望。
We felt disappointed.
缠累住我哋嘅人生。
They all entangled our lives.
因为我哋冇神。
Because we did not have God.
但如今就唔同啦。
But now it's different.
如今我成为天父上帝嘅儿女。
Now we become the children of the Heavenly Father.
有一位以马内利的神与我同在。
We have the Emmanuel God to be with us.
有一位生命的主赐给我生命。
We have the Lord of life to give us life.
他要扶持我，带领我走一生的岁月。
He will sustain me and lead me on the rest of my life journey.
弟兄姊妹，当我想到从前和如今四个字的时候呢，
Brothers and sisters, when I reflect on the word once and now,
我自己就很深的感受。
I have very deep impression.
若冇呢份嘅恩典嘅经历嘅时候咧
，without this experience，
今日嘅我绝对唔系今日咁嘅光景当中。
What I am today is definitely not what I am。
因为好清楚明白。
Because I know very clearly，
一个冇神嘅人生
，a life without God，
真系活喺黑暗、痛苦同埋绝望当中。
Lives in darkness, pain and disappointment，
真系活喺重担、忧虑当中。
It lives in burdens and worries，
亦都活喺等待、审判同埋灭亡当中。
And also it lives in waiting for judgment and destruction。
但系如今经过一段漫长嘅岁月里边咧
，But now after a period of time，
当我回想翻嘅时候
，When I reflect back，
每一次回想翻嘅时候
，Every time when I reflect on it，
都只能够心存感恩。
I can only be filled with thanks。
何等大奇异嘅恩典
！What a great and amazing grace！
从前喺咁嘅境况当中
，Once I was in this situation，
今日活得有指望
，Now I have hope。
今日活得有盼望
，Now I am hopeful。Of the future.
我弟兄姊妹，这个不是一个知识。
Brothers and sisters, this is not mere knowledge.
如果我们真的经历过从前和如今的话呢
？If we have experienced the stages of once and now,
这个是一个真真实实的经历。
This is a very real experience.
当我思想这四个字的时候，其实我就想起一个弟兄。
When I reflect on these two words, I remember a brother in Christ.
大约我想是一个月之前呢。
Because I think it's about 1 month ago.
这个弟兄和他两个女儿呢特别来探我们。
This brother in Christ and his two daughters came to visit me.
同他已经没见面大概十年左右了。
I had not seen him for about 10 years.
但我知道他和三个女儿都很挂着我们。
I knew that he and his three daughters missed us very much.
这个弟兄今年70岁了。
This brother in Christ is now 70.
他本来在澳洲生活。
He used to live in Australia.
在澳洲享受他退休的人生。
He was enjoying his retired life in Australia.
但现在他已经去了中国。
But now he has gone to China.
在中国那里做传福音的侍奉。
Now he is doing the ministry of preaching the gospel in China.
在中国那里建立家庭教会。
In China, he built up home churches.
我弟兄姊妹，其实他没有人没有钱。
Brothers and sisters, he doesn't have anyone close to him or money.
不过他有一样东西是世界上的人没有的。
But he has one thing that is a lot of people in the world do not have.
他有神。
He has God.
他有主耶稣基督。
He has the Lord Jesus Christ.
他有主耶稣基督的爱。
He has the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当他去到中国，即是现在侍奉的时候呢
Therefore, when he went to China to serve God,
不断经历神的恩典。
He continued to experience God's grace.
经历神的预备。
He experienced God's preparation.
经历神的供应。
He experienced God's provision.
经历神的同在。
To experience the presence of God.
这个是他如今的境况。
This is his state now.
但领姊妹，从前他不是这样的。
But brothers and sisters, once he was not like that.
因为认识这个弟兄是21年前。
Because I knew this brother in Christ 21 years ago.
他原本是一个不信主的人。
At that time, he was a non-believer.
从他自己的见证里面讲。
From his own testimony.
他一个只知吃喝玩乐。
He was one who only knew how to eat, drink, and be merry.
不懂得珍惜他的家庭。
He did not know how to cherish his family.
不懂得珍惜他的婚姻。
He did not know how to cherish his marriage.
不懂得珍惜他的女儿的人。
He did not know how to cherish his daughters.
他原本是一个这样的人。
He was such a person.
但因为神爱他。
But because God loves him.
神用方法来寻找他。
God used his own ways to seek him.
在二十几年前呢。
More than 20 years ago.
当他仍然在这个世界里面流荡的时候呢。
When he was wandering in the world.
他的太太忽然间患了癌症。
Suddenly his wife had cancer.
而且很短时间他太太就离世。
And also in a very short period of time, his wife passed away.
但是当他太太在患癌症病患的过程当中
But in the process, when his wife was suffering from cancer,
他太太信了主。
His wife was converted to Christ.
这个姊妹信了主的时候呢
After this sister in Christ was converted,
虽然信主的时段不是很长
although there was only a short time when she was a Christian,
但是他有信心。
心。
She had faith.
佢有盼望。
She had hope.
佢知道佢離開嘅世界嘅時候，佢要翻回天家裏面。
She knew that when she left this world, she would go into the heavenly kingdom.
佢知道佢嘅丈夫同埋三個女兒仲要活喺呢個世界上。
She knew that her husband and three daughters had to live in this world.
佢知道佢哋嘅出路係乜嘢。
She knew the way out for them.
所以當個姊妹死之前，同佢呢個未信嘅丈夫講咗句説話。
Therefore, before she passed away, she said to this unbeliever husband at that time,
留翻你條命去信主耶稣基督。
Maintain your life to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后好好养育呢三个女儿。
And then bring up these three daughters.
当时呢三个女系十几岁嘅。
At that time, these three daughters were teenagers.
当时个弟兄听到呢番说话嘅时候咧
，When this person listened to what his wife said,
佢只系听到。要好好嘅养育呢三个女儿。
What he heard was, do well in bringing up these three daughters.
当时佢同我哋表达。
At that time, he told us.
佢好惊。
He was afraid.
因为几十年嘅人生里边。
Because in his life before.
连自己都未搞得掂自己。
He did not know how to conduct himself.
点样有信心去养育呢三个女儿咧
？How did he have the confidence to bring up these three daughters well?
当时佢真系好惊惶、好害怕、好无奈。
At that time, he was very frightened and he was helpless.
不好感恩，喺当时嚟讲，佢被引导蒙恩归主。
But to praise the Lord at that time, he was led to be converted to Christ.
当佢信咗主之后咧
，After his conversion,
佢嘅生命真系改变。
His life had a true change.
佢开始追求去跟从主。
He started to pursue to follow the Lord.
追求去侍奉主。
He started to pursue to serve the Lord.
即系同呢位弟兄有大概六年嘅时间。
For a period of about 6 years,
佢整个生命起咗好大嘅变化。
I witnessed that.His life had a lot of transformation.
他真是带着主耶稣基督生命的样式。
He really had the life pattern of the Lord Jesus Christ.
带着主耶稣基督的爱。
He had the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
带着主耶稣基督的真理。
He had the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
去养育三个女儿。
In this manner, he brought up his three daughters.
这三个女儿在他这个爸爸身上看到神。
On his father, these three daughters.They could see God.
看到基督的救恩。
They could see the salvation of Christ.
看到基督的拯救。
They could see the deliverance of Christ.
所以三个女儿在这个过程当中一个一个的信主。
Therefore, in the process, his daughters came to Christ one by one.
弟兄姊妹，现在21年后。
Brothers and sisters, now after 21 years,
三个女儿都长大。
Three daughters have grown up.
最小的那个都30几岁。
The youngest one is in her 30s.
他们都是跟从主的人。
They are all followers of Christ.
当我们这样看回从前和如今的时候呢
,When we look at the state once and now,
在这个弟兄的家庭身上呢
,In the family of this brother in Christ,
我们看到神的恩典。
We can see the grace of God.
不过这个不应该是这位弟兄的自己个人的经历，亦都是应该每一个天父上帝儿女必有的经历。
This should not be the personal experience of this brother in Christ, but this should also be the necessary experience of each one of God's children.
从前我究竟是怎样一个人
？Once, what sort of person I was?
从前我的人生究竟是怎样？我们很清楚。
Once, what my life was like?We know it very clearly.
但如今却在神的恩典当中。
But now we are in the grace of God.
如今却在神的怜悯、保守、看顾当中。
Now we are in the grace, mercy, and protection of God.
所以当从前和如今我们好好思量的时候呢
？Therefore, when we reflect on the state of once and now,
我们一定心存感恩。
We will surely be filled with thanksgiving.
甚至乎我们盼望要回报主的恩、主的爱。
Or perhaps we want to repay.God's love and God's mercy.
但从前同埋如今有另外一个属灵嘅意义。
But there is another spiritual meaning for once and now.
就系从前当我喺神嘅恩典当中。
Once when I was in the grace of God.
我蒙恩归主啦。
I received the grace of salvation and came to Christ.
我同神建立一个和睦嘅关系啦。
I built up a reconciled relationship with God.
我得着从神而嚟嘅生命真理啦。
I received the life and truth from God.
得着从神而来的爱。
I received the love of God.
这个是我们从前的境况。
This is our state once.
弟兄姊妹有冇记得当我哋从前初初蒙恩归主嘅时候咧
？Brothers and sisters, do you still remember that once when you were converted to Christ?
当我哋唱奇恩典呢首诗歌嘅时候咧
？When we sang the hymn Amazing Grace,
我哋心里面真系好大嘅感动。
We really were stirred in our hearts.
因为前我失丧，今被寻回。瞎眼今得看见
Because once I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now can see.
而因为生命上的改变的时候呢
And also because of the transformation of our life.
亦都带来我们人生当中很大的改变
It also brings about a great change in our life.
我的家庭、我的人生、我的婚姻、我的儿女都得着恩典
Our family, our marriage, and our children, they all receive the blessings.
所以我们在那时候甚至会在神面前立志
Therefore, at that time, we had this commitment.
我已经决定跟随主耶稣，十架在前头，世界在背后，永不回头，终无人愿意，我仍要跟随。
I have decided to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, the cross before me, the world behind me, not turning back. Though no one willing, I still will follow.
这个是从前信主的时候理所当然应该有的经历。
This is the reasonable experience once when we were converted to Christ.
亦都我们可能会好像彼得一样。
Or perhaps we are like Peter.
主啊，我为你死都愿意。
Lord, I'm willing to even die for you.
因为我蒙受何等大的恩典和福气。
Because what great grace and blessings I have received.
这些是从前的境况。
This is the state of once.
亦都是我们常常能够感恩的原因。
This is also the reason why we constantly can give thanks to God.
但我们必须在神的话语里面提醒一件事。
But we must be reminded of this through God's word.
从前当我蒙恩得救的时候是这样的境况。
Once when I received the grace of salvation, it was this situation.
但我们必须要问。
But we must ask.
3年之后。
After 3 years.
5年之后。
After 5 years.
10年之后。
After 10 years.
我今天的境况。
Now, what is my state?
从前我与神和好。
Once I was reconciled to God.
我与神和睦。
I had a peaceful relationship with God.
与神有一个亲密无间的关系。
I had an intimate relationship with God.
一个合而为一的关系。
The relationship that is in union with Him.
一个真诚无伪的关系。
A pure and sincere relationship.
一个蒙神饶恕的关系。
A relationship which shows the forgiveness of God.
但今天呢？
But now,
今天我和神是不是仍然有一个和睦的关系呢?
Now do I still have a peaceful relationship with God?
我和神是不是一个亲密无间的关系呢?
Do I have an intimate relationship with God?
当我今天唱奇恩典这首诗歌的时候,
Today, when I sing the hymn Amazing Grace,
我是不是真的心里面大受感动?
Am I stirred in my heart?
究竟我今天能不能够再唱我已经决定呢?
Today, can I still sing I have decided?
今天我能不能够好像彼得这样宣告一样?
Today, can I proclaim just like Peter?
主啊，我为你死都愿意。
Lord, I'm willing to even die for you.
今天能不能够在世人面前宣告?
Today, can I proclaim before the world?
十字架，十字架永远是我的荣耀。
The cross forever our glory.
为了十字架，我愿将世上的虚荣全放下。
For the sake of the cross, I can lay down all the vanities of the world.
从前我曾经有这样的经历。
Once I had this experience.
今日咧
，But now today，
如今究竟系如何
？Now what it is？
弟兄姊妹，我哋睇到喺圣经历史嘅记载里边咧
，Brothers and sisters， when we see the records of history in the Bible，
的确喺神面前好多蒙恩、蒙福、蒙怜悯嘅人。
Indeed， there are a lot of people who receive God's mercy and love。
从前喺神嘅丰盛嘅恩典当中
，Once they were in abundant grace of God，
同神有一个亲密无间关系。
They had an intimate relationship。With God.
但经过一段日子之后呢
But after a period of time,
同神的关系开始疏离
The relationship with God starts to get alienated.
不能够持守同神那份和睦的关系
He cannot maintain the peaceful relationship with God.
以致失去了神赐给我们应有的恩典和福气
Therefore, they lose the grace and blessings that we should have with God.
在圣经里面有一个很明显的例子
In the Bible, there is a good example.
这个就是以色列的 君王大卫。
This is the king of Israel, David.
从前他在神的恩典当中。
Once he was in the grace of God.
他是一个敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
He was the one who feared God and turned away from evil things.
他是一个信靠神、跟从神的人。
He was one who trusted God and followed God.
他是愿意回报神的恩、神的爱的人。
He was willing to repay God's love and mercy.
他是神最喜悦的一位君王。
He was the king that was most favored by God.
不过这个是从前的事。
But it was the state of once.
但到如今，究竟大卫是怎样的境况呢？
But now, what sort of state is David in?
他竟然成为一个犯罪作恶。
Became a person who sinned and did evil.
成为一个放纵私欲。
He indulged in his sinful desires.
成为一个杀人丈夫、夺人妻子的人。
He became someone who killed a woman's husband and took away his wife.
等一下，我们从圣经历史的记载里面发现一件事情。
From the records of the Bible, we realize this.
从前和如今是何等的真实。
Once and now, how true they are.
这个就给我们今日世代的神的儿女一个很宝贵的提醒。
This gives us a very precious reminder for God's children today.
原来当我们说我们同神之间一个和睦的关系的时候呢，
When we say that we have a peaceful relationship with God,
我们与神是一个和睦的人的时候呢，
And if we are at peace with God,
原来分开两个阶段。
There are two stages.
第一个阶段就是在神的恩典当中蒙恩得救的时候。
The first stage is in God's grace,We receive the grace of salvation.
这个是神白白的恩典。
This is a free gift from God.
神亲自来寻找。
God comes to seek us himself.
神亲自来呼唤。
God came to call us himself.
神亲自来感动。
God came to move our heart.
神亲自来拯救。
God himself came to save us.
于是我们同神一个和好的关系。
Therefore, we have a reconciled relationship with God.
我们与神一个真真实实和睦的关系。
We can have a truly reconciled and peaceful relationship with God.
于是带来生命的改变。
Therefore, it brings about a transformation in our life.
带来人生的改变。
It brings about a change in our life.
这个真真实实已经发生了。
This is something which is true and which did happen.
但是与神和睦的时候还有另外一个阶段。
But after being reconciled to God, there is another state.
就是由蒙恩归主的时候直到离世这段日子。
That is from the time of our conversion to the time when we pass away,
究竟我们有没有与神持守这份和睦的人际关系呢？
Whether or not we can maintain this peaceful relationship with God.
蒙恩归主的时候，我们成为葡萄树上的枝子。
At the time of conversion, we become the branch remaining in the vine.
以致我们结出生命的果子。
So that we can bear the fruit of life.
自己蒙恩，亦都成为神荣耀的见证。
We ourselves receive the grace, and also we become glorious witness of God.
但是如今呢？
But now,
一段日子之后呢？
After a period of time,
我是不是仍然是葡萄树上的枝子呢？
Am I still a branch remaining in the vine?
是不是紧紧连于元首基督呢？
Are we closely attached to the head, Lord Jesus Christ?
同神有一个亲密的关系。
Do we have an intimate relationship with God?
以致仍然结出生命丰盛的果子。
So that we can bear abundant fruit of life.
蒙恩归主的时候结出生命的果子。
After our conversion, we can bear fruit of life.
有100倍，有60倍，有30倍。
Some 100 fold, some 50 fold or 30 fold.
今日咧
，But now，
今日仍然有100倍、60倍、30倍嘛
？Today do I still have 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold？
定抑或已经成为枯干嘅枝子
？Or have we become withered branches？
毫无生命果子嘅流露
？We do not have any fruit of life at all。
弟兄姊妹，当我哋咁样睇嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters， when we look at the situation in this way，
我哋发现几方面宝贵嘅真理。
We realize a few aspects of truth。
一方面能够与神和睦呢？
On the one hand, to be able to be reconciled to God.
第一个阶段是神白白的恩典。
The first stage is free gift from God.
但是第二个阶段是什么呢？
But what is the second stage?
它是神白白的恩典加上我们当负的责任。
It is God's free gift together with our duty.
因为神一方面它是慈爱的。
Because on the one hand, God is merciful.
但另外一方面它有公义的原则。
On the other hand, he has his righteous principles.
他对他所爱的人有要求。
He has requirements on those whom he loves.
要持守享受神这份的恩典和福气。 我们就必须负上责任。
To maintain and to enjoy the grace from God, we must fulfill some duties.
持守与神那份和睦的关系。
We must maintain the peaceful relationship with God.
否则我必然失去了神已经为我们预备的恩典和福气。
Therefore, we will certainly lose the grace and blessings that God has prepared for us.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有留意到神有公义的原则。
I do not know if you have noticed there is very righteous principle of God.
这个原则能够应用在任何的范畴里面。
This principle can be applied in all situations.
就是凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，凡没有的，连他所有的都夺去。
That is, those who have, I will add more, so that he will have abundantly. For those who do not have, I will take away what he has.
意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
如果应用在这个和神和睦的关系里面呢？
When we apply this principle in the peaceful relationship with God,
就有很宝贵的提醒。
It gives us very precious reminder.
当我们仍然和神有一份和睦的关系的时候，
When we still have a peaceful relationship with God,
有一个亲近的关系的时候，
When we have a close relationship with
God, 神更加要亲近我们。
God will draw closer to us.
于是我会成为一个与神更加和睦的人。
Therefore, I will have an even more peaceful relationship with God.
更加亲近的人。
A closer relationship with Him.
更加结出生命的果子的人。
Then I will bear even more fruit of life.
但如果我们不能够持守和神这份和睦的关系的话呢？
But if we cannot maintain the peaceful relationship with God,
当我们和神的关系开始疏离的话呢？
When we start to be far away from God,
弟兄姊妹，神会任凭我们。
Then God will let us be.
我们会发现我们同神的关系会越来越疏离。
We will find out that our relationship with God will become more and more far away.
我等知道这个真理就给我们另一方面很宝贵的提醒。
This truth gives us very precious reminder.
从前已经过去了。
Once means the time that has passed.
已经成为历史。
It has become history.
无论你从前是怎样的与神亲近。
No matter how close you were with God once.
或者你从前怎样与神疏离。
Or perhaps how far away you were from God once.
都已经成为过去。
It has become something of the past.
都不能够改变。
It cannot be changed.
但感恩神给我们有如今这个机会。
But thanks to God, He gives us the opportunity of now.
一方面我们反省我如今的境况。
On the one hand, we reflect on our situation now.
究竟我今天和神的关系如何？
Today, what is the relationship of between myself and God?
另外我一方面珍惜神给我的机会。
On the other hand, I cherish the opportunity given by God.
因为如今是一个很大的恩典来的。
Because now is a very great grace.
如果不是神定义今年且留着。
If it's not for God who has determined to keep us this year.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界没有一个人能够夸口我可以拥有今天。
Then no one in the world can boast that he can possess today.
今天是神给我的恩典。
Today is the grace given by God.
今天是神给我的机会。
Today is the opportunity given by God.
我们不是活在昨日。
We do not live in yesterday.
我是活在今日。
I live in today.
好好珍惜神给我的恩典。
Cherish the grace given by God today.
更加建立和神一个和睦的关系。
And go one step further to build up the relationship with God.
以前亲近神，现在更亲近神。
Once we were close to God, now we draw closer to God.
以前远离神，
Before we were far away from God,
如今重新亲近神。
Now once again we draw close to God.
弟兄姊妹，一方面我们享受今天的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, on the one hand we enjoy the grace of today.
但另一方面有一个很宝贵的提醒。
But on the other hand, a very precious reminder.
今天会影响明天。
Today will impact on tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界很现实。
Brothers and sisters, this is a reality.
在神的恩典当中，
In God's grace,
你今天如何，你明天就是如何。
How you are today, then how you will be tomorrow.
你今天是一个怎样的人，
What kind of person you are today,
你明天可以恩上加恩。
Then tomorrow you will have increasing grace.
但如果你今天是一个远离神的人，
But if today you are someone who is far away from God,
今天我们已经生命出现了问题的时候呢，
Today if you already have problems in your life,
明天我们会更加远离神。
Then tomorrow we will be more far away from God.
明天我们的生命会更加出现问题。
Tomorrow there will be even more problems. terms. Therefore, now is very precious.
在神的恩典当中，影响明天。
In God's grace, it will have an impact on tomorrow.
更加影响永恒里面的境况。
And also, it will have an impact on eternity.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样看从前和如今的时候，就给我们有思想，有反省。
If we look at once and now in this perspective, then it should give us some reflection.
过去是怎样，已经成为过去了。
What we were in the past, it has become past.
如今我在什么境况里面？
But now, what state I am in?
因为在神的公义当中，
Because in God's righteousness,
祂会容许祂所爱的人，
He will allow those whom He loves
都落入在一些软弱失败的光景当中，
To fall into situations of being weak and having failings.
这个是令人很遗憾的情况。
This is a regrettable situation.
但它事实会发生。
But it will happen.
当我想到这个从前和如今的时候，我就想起另外一位姊妹。
When I think about the concept of once and now, I remember a sister in Christ.
同样在黄金海岸认识她。
I knew her when I was in the Gold Coast.
认识她又是患了癌症的时候。
It was the time when she suffered from cancer.
这位姊妹呢，未信主之前的境况。
Before her conversion to Christ.
是一个食烟、饮酒、赌钱。
She was a smoker, a drinker, and gambler.
污言秽语。
She used filthy language.
骄傲自夸。
She was boastful and arrogant.
貪慕虛榮。
She was vain.
她是一個這樣的人。
She was such a person.
但真的神爱她。
But because God loves her,
神用方法来寻找她。
God used his ways to seek her.
其实三十几岁人的。
She was in her 30s.
又患了癌症。
Suddenly she had cancer.
弟兄姊妹，无论你原本是一个怎样的人。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what sort of person you used to be,
当人患了癌症病患的时候，
When a person suffers from cancer,
一切的骄傲自夸就摆低了。
All the boastfulness and arrogance will be laid down.
一切的吃喝玩乐已经不再重要。
It's not so important to eat, drink and be merry.
一切的虚荣已经没了价值了。
All the vanities have lost their value.
我记得当时他就活在一种的惊惶、害怕、恐惧当中。
At that time, she was living in fear and worry.
亦都活在很无奈当中。
And she felt helpless.
要接受手术。
She had to undergo a surgery.
要接受化疗。
She also had to face chemotherapy.
日日都只能够以泪洗面。
Every day, she kept crying.
但在那时候，我们遇到她。
But at that time, we met her.
跟她宣讲基督信仰。
We proclaimed the Christian faith to her.
跟她宣讲耶稣基督十字架上的福音。
I proclaimed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
她听了。
After she listened,
她几时信主？
When was she converted?
就是她推入手术室要做手术之前的一段时间。
It was the period of time before she had to be taken to the operation theater.
她之前听过福音，不过都只是一种知识。
She had listened to the gospel before, but it was just mere head knowledge.
但当她要做手术之前，
But before her surgery,
她被圣灵光照。
She was enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
她真的看到她自己以前一生的污秽的人生。
She could see the filthiness of her life.
她感受到耶稣基督那份牺牲救赎的大爱。
She could feel the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
她在推入手术室之前决志信主。
Before she was taken to the operation theater, she was converted.
神给她很大的感动，很大的光照。
God greatly moved her and enlightened her.
为什么我知道她真的信了主？
How do I know that he was truly converted?
因为当他做完手术之后，
Because after her operation,
他整个生命转化了。
Her life had a total change.
弟兄姊妹，真的不可思议。
Brothers and sisters, this is so amazing.
若有人在基督里就是新造的人。
Those in Christ are new creations.
真的真真实实发生在这个姊妹身上。
It truly happened to this sister in Christ.
他的思想、他的说话、他的谈吐完全改变。
Her thinking, the way she'sbook, everything changed.
她的喜好全部改变。
The things she liked were all different.
弟兄姊妹，我跟大家说，在《使徒行传》记载了司提反那个形象是真实的。
Brothers and sisters, the picture portrayed in Acts about Stephen is true.
当司提反面对一班以色列人的时候，
When Stephen was facing the Israelites,
当他被攻击的时候，
When he was attacked,
圣经形容他好像有天使的面貌一样。
The Bible describes him to have the face of an angel.
这幅景象我就在那个姊妹身上看到。
I could see this picture from this sister in Christ.
她真的因为内在的生命改变的时候，连她的容貌都改变了。
Because of the change of her internal life, Her external face was also changed.
她不单止生命改变,
she did not only have the transformation of life.
她跟着很有传福音的负担,
also, she had the burden to preach the gospel.
我之所能够在黄金海岸做餐馆福音的工作呢?
The reason why I could do the ministry of preaching gospel to restaurant workers,
都是因为她非常非常积极去邀请人来福音性查经,
was because she was very motivated to invite others to come for the Bible studies.
亦都去餐馆安排我哋能够有个地方聚会。
And also, she made arrangements for us to have a place together in a restaurant.
呢个系佢从前嘅境况。
This was the situation once.
真系人喺佢身上睇到神。
People could see God from her.
影响咗佢嘅丈夫。
It had an impact on her husband.
影响咗佢侧边嘅家人。
It had an impact on her family.
亦都一个一个咁蒙恩归主。
And one by one, they came to Christ.
不过好可惜。
But sadly.
我们在黄金海岸跟他一起只有大概都是五年多的时间。
We spent about 5 years in the Gold Coast with her.
到我几年后再踏足黄金海岸去带领培灵会的时候呢?
A few years afterwards when I went back to the Gold Coast to lead revival camp,
我已经见不到这位姊妹。
I could no longer see this sister in Christ.
我问其他的弟兄姊妹。
I asked the other brothers and sisters.
她怎样啊?她去了哪里啊?
How is she? Where has she gone?
原来发觉她落入咗魔鬼嘅网罗当中。
I realized that she fell in the snare of the devil Satan.
哦，弟兄姊妹，魔鬼撒旦真系好似敲叫嘅狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃嘅人。
The devil Satan is truly like the roaring lion, wandering about to find those who he can devour.
系真系真真实实。
It is true.
呢个姊妹竟然去翻到世界里边过翻从前同一样嘅生活。
This sister in Christ went back to the world to live the former way of life.
食烟饮酒赌钱打麻将。
She became a gambler, smoker, and drinker.
所有嘢打回原形。
Everything reverted to the original place.
我咪亲眼睇过佢重生之后带嚟嗰种生命嘅表现。我绝对不相信这个是一个属主的人。
If not because I could see the changes after she was born again, I could not believe that it was someone who belonged to God.
不过很可惜。
But sadly,
从前她在神的恩典当中与神和睦。
Once she was in the grace of God and was at peace with God.
今天她在撒旦的网罗当中成为远离神的人。
But now she is in the snare of Satan to be someone who is far away from God.
这十年我都没有见过她。
I have not seen her in these 10 years.
但我心会为她难过，为她忧伤。
But I feel sad and sorrowful for her.
因为可以不是这样过人生。
Because this should not be the way she live her life.
神的儿女的人生应该是有价值、有意义、丰盛的人生。
The life of the children of God should be meaningful, valuable, and abundant.
但好可惜，佢却失去咗神要赐俾佢嘅恩典同埋福气。
But sadly, she has lost the grace and blessings that God wants to give to her.
同埋我会为佢忧虑。
And I'm worried for her.
因为圣经讲得好清楚。
Because the Bible tells us clearly.
凡神所爱嘅，佢必管教。
For those whom God loves, He will discipline.
因为正正佢系属主嘅人。
Just because she belongs to God.
虽然神今日任凭佢远离神
，although God allows her to be far away from God now，
神有一日一定用佢嘅方法将佢寻回。
One day God will come to seek her to gain her back in His way。
但系管教嘅事绝对唔好过。
But it is not an easy thing to be disciplined。
所以我真系为佢忧虑。
Therefore I'm worried for her。
弟兄姊妹，当我哋咁样睇嘅时候咧。就俾我哋好大嘅思量。
Brothers and sisters, when we look at it like that, it will give us some profound thoughts.
从前我喺神嘅恩典当中。
Once I was in the grace of God.
与神和好。
I was at peace with God.
成为一个与神和睦嘅人。
I became someone who's reconciled to God.
我喺神丰盛嘅恩典当中去过我人生嘅岁月。
I live my life in God's abundant grace.
但如今。
But now.
如今能唔能够持守同神嘅关系
？Can I still maintain the relationship with God,
以致能够持守神俾我嘅恩典同埋福气咧
？So that I can maintain the grace and blessings given by God.
所以求主帮助我哋。
Therefore, may the Lord help us.
愿我哋喺今日神嘅话语里面只系记住四个字。
I hope that in today's sermon we remember these two words.
从前。
Once and now,
我哋仔细思量。
We have to think carefully.
仔细反省。
We have to reflect carefully.
珍惜 如今
cherish now.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
我哋同你立同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋同心感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
因为藉着你嘅话语再一次提醒我哋。
Because through your word, we are once again reminded.
从前我哋系远离神嘅人。
Once we were people who were far away from God.
如今却成为天父上帝嘅儿女。
Now we become the children of the Heavenly Father.
有主你为我哋预备丰盛嘅恩典。
We have the abundant grace prepared by the Lord.
亦都感谢主你藉着你话提醒我哋。
And thanks to you, Lord, for your word remind us.
从前我哋一直喺神嘅恩典当中。
Once we have been in God's grace.
但究竟如今我嘅境况如何
？But now, what is my present state?
我系咪能够持守同神呢份和睦嘅关系
？Can I maintain the peaceful relationship with God?
持守神你所赐俾我嘅恩典。
Maintain the grace that God gives me.
主啊，帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
就好似使徒保罗见证一样。
Just like the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
忘记背后。
Forget the past.
努力面前。
Strain towards the future.
向着标杆直跑。
And running towards the goal.
愿我哋一生当中能够谨记。
May our entire life.Can remember,
我能不能够持守同神这份和睦的关系
？Whether we can maintain the peaceful relationship with God，
以致我能够亦都成为别人的祝福
，and also we can be a blessing for others，
更加成为神你荣耀的见证
，and also become the glorious witnesses for you。
天父啊，帮助我哋
，Heavenly Father help us，
藉着圣灵的工作常常提醒我哋
，through the work of the Holy Spirit constantly remind us，
同心感恩、仰望、祈祷、奉主耶稣基督的名
Thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.